95.7 WZID. It's Neil and Marga. October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and all month long we've teamed up with CMC's Breast Care Center to update you throughout the month. You've met patients and kind of, I know you don't like this term, but kind of the rock star, according to your patients.
Oh, Lord.
She's already rolling.
Dr. Jessica Ryan is here. And welcome back, Dr. Ryan.
Thank you.
And your patients, obviously, they needed you for, you know, what you provided for them.
I'm honored to treat my patients. They're all awesome. And I'll tell you, I've never been as nervous for this interview as I am this year because I heard my patients' interviews just before coming in. And you can't top that. It's a hard act to follow. I'm not surprised, but I'm in awe of them because they're able to reflect on this journey they went through, come out on the other side, stronger, healthy, happy, and they're able to share their story. And that's really inspiring. It's incredible.
It's an honor for us to be able to listen to the story, but it's also, we're awestruck by the amount of care that they talk about at CMC Breast Care Center that they get from the entire team. But today, I'm going to focus on you today. I know you don't like that, but just the, you know, the attention that you give them, they feel so cared about. I think that's an important part of their, you know, their
Absolutely.
Journey.
Yeah. Just before, so 20 minutes before walking in here, I met a woman, who was just diagnosed, and it's traumatic. It's scary. You know, her and her husband were trembling. Mm-hmm. It's not something anyone expects to happen to them. Our job, and we love it, is to help them through a process which is very foreign at first, but really educate them, make them feel empowered to really understand their diagnosis, their treatment options. And the more empowered they feel, the better off they do, because they go into it, and I think you probably got this feeling in speaking with Jenny and Latoya, they went into things, you know, strong and like, yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's get this done. So we're very happy and honored to do that, and it makes a difference.
I think an important thing, too, the reason why Jenny and Latoya were here is to take away from their message that probably first thing starts with getting your mammogram.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And when I asked them, I said, you wouldn't want to go on a radio show, would you? And immediately they said, yes. Absolutely, anything we can do to convince a woman, even if it's one woman, to get her mammogram done. And that's where it all starts, because the earlier we can diagnose something, the better off you are. It's easier to cure. You'll oftentimes need less treatment. And it's incredibly important.
The screenings went down during the pandemic, mm-hmm. and I think that's an important message that, you know, they also related, Jenny and Latoya and the nurse navigators as well, is that everything at CMC Breast Care Center is ready. It's safe. Mm-hmm. It's an environment where you can go in there and feel like you're not needing to worry about COVID. You're needing to worry about the rest of your body and your other concerns as a female and in some cases male that you may mm-hmm. have, and getting that screening done, not putting it off.
Absolutely. And I think obviously our goal has always been to get the message out and get women in. It has gotten harder or different, I'll say, since the pandemic. But my biggest fear in what I do is that we are seeing a trend of diagnosing women at a later stage. It's awful. Mm-hmm. That's not what we want. So we work really hard to help women feel comfortable and to know that it's safe, and it's much safer to come in and get your mammogram on time than to push it off.
And part of that too, you know, which Jenny and Latoya brought up, were some of the support groups that you offer. Mm-hmm. And boy, that's had to change too during the pandemic.
Of course. I remember in 2020 thinking, oh, you know, like we all did, oh, it'll change. We'll get back to it. We'll have our support groups. But when it really became obvious that things aren't going to go back necessarily, we pivoted and we've come up with new ways of providing support. I know our nurse navigators talked about our virtual support groups, which we call tea talks, where mm-hmm. We send them a little package of hot tea, and we sit around and we have a topic, a guest speaker, or something educational, but then it also provides that sense of community for the patients to know that they're not alone and they can see other women going through going through these things. I'll also mention the American Cancer Society has a great program called Reach to Recovery, and that's wonderful. It is virtual as well, but they pair you specifically with a woman similar in age, similar diagnosis, treatment stage, et cetera. And so that's been wonderful. And then, again, getting back to that sense of community, we've had to get creative and come up with new ways to provide events. And so, you know, we're going mini golfing in the spring and apple picking in the fall, doing outdoor, socially distant.
But still together.
Yeah, still together with a focus on them and celebrating them.
So they feel like they're not alone and, you know, they have somebody there that can help them. I'm sure the families probably need the help as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, to get that message as well. Well, Dr. Ryan, we certainly appreciate your time coming in today and talking to us and wrapping up this month of October. If you'd like to get more information, you can visit WZID.com and find out more about CMC's Breast Care Center. Thank you, Dr. Ryan.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.